we just figured out what the next big moves that Trump is going to make with crypto in America, and we're going to tell you the best ways to play this for your portfolio.
Trump just changed everything, and the world is not prepared for what's about to hit. In this episode, we've got you covered.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
This is bigger than most people realize. With Trump getting into power as the new president of the United States of America, the world of crypto has changed forever. We've seen some early moves and read between the lines to predict what are the next big moves that Trump is going to make with crypto in the USA. And we're also going to tell you what coins could be poised to rip because of it.
Trump has literally changed everything. It is a pro crypto environment for the first time ever in our existence, mm-hmm. in the entire crypto existence. And I think it's really important to understand what is about to happen, because we've connected the dots. We've spoken to some industry experts and have outlined a strategy on how to play this perfectly to ensure that we make the most amount of money moving forward. And I think anybody who's selling right now is lacking brain cells, because look at what Trump has done. He just launched his own meme coin. By Trump launching his own meme coin, it essentially says, game on.
Yep.
You guys, this is the Wild West of crypto again. Like, mm-hmm. this is the exciting times. But look at the chain that he did it on, Solana. What does that mean? Maybe there's a Solana ETF that's about to hit. Look at what Wilfi was buying. Wilfi, the World Liberty Financial, whatever it is, what they're buying. They're buying a whole bunch of DeFi plays. So when you start to look at what's happening, this is a time to really be paying attention and locking in.
Let's just take some time to unpack what happened on Trump Inauguration Day and the events around that. Then we'll make some predictions about what's going to happen moving forward. So we saw Trump launch his meme coin on Solana. Now, that absolutely pumped the price of Solana, because people had to buy Solana to buy the Trump coin. And then we saw, obviously, a massive sell-off. So first thing I want to address is it's almost validated that, you know, like it or not, Solana is kind of one of the chosen blockchains for this bull run, because it's very easy. A lot of people have the Phantom wallet. It's cheap. It's fast. And you know what? It didn't even go down during the launch of Trump. So props to them for doing that. So the first thing I want to talk about is how this is bullish for Solana, because one, a lot of people made a lot of money on Trump coin on Solana. So what I think we're going to see eventually is, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that Trump coin goes higher again. And what you're going to see is profits taken from the Trump coin and Melania, whatever, filter into Solana ecosystem gems. So I think you really need to be looking at all the legit small and mid-cap altcoins on Solana, stuff that we've been talking about, like Max, or like Block Asset, or even something like Otherverse, or GRNT from the Max ecosystem, right? These Solana altcoins could actually see massive pumps when people start to redeploy their gains from the Trump coin. And then when we move to Solana, to what they've been doing with Ethereum, as you mentioned about DeFi, that gets really interesting as well.
Yeah, it really does get quite interesting. And I think what, you know, with the new regulatory changes that have come into effect, there is lighter regulations, meaning they don't have an SEC that is ruling with an iron fist anymore. Now they're working, you know, with Cynthia Lummis, one of the senators, for proactive regulations to ensure that, you know, institutions have a guiding light and can abide by whatever regulations are going to exist, versus saying, yeah, there's no clarity and then we're going to sue you. So there's not that fear has now somewhat been removed. And this has led to since Trump's gone into power, 20 plus different altcoin ETFs have now been filed. I think the way you could potentially play that is by looking at, you know, Solana is expected to get an ETF, XRP is expected to get an ETF, you know, maybe Algorand, Hedera. So I think you can start buying the rumors of these potential ETFs before it actually happens. Mm-hmm. And then looking at some of the ecosystem plays, like you said, with Solana and Block Asset and all those other ones.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite important. And then to your point about, you know, the Ethereum DeFi side of things, look at what Wilfi was purchasing. They're buying Aave, Chainlink, Athena, Ethereum. You know, there's a lot of chatter right now from the Ethereum Foundation around, you know, revamping and having a look again at staking options, specifically in the US. And we've been contacted from some industry insiders to let us know, like, look, staking is going to be rolling out in these major altcoins that you guys would be familiar with. We're not going to reveal the name, but that just goes to tell me that, okay, behind the scenes, they know what's happening. The staking's coming, and that's going to bode quite well for a lot of these DeFi type of plays. You know, like looking at like a Sturdy Finance, for example, which is partnered with Ondo Finance, which is going to end up being the Wall Street 2.0 and real world asset tokenization that Larry Fink said everything's going to get tokenized. How is that going to play into everything?
Yeah, I think so. It's a no-brainer for me. You see what World Liberty Finance has bought. So I think things like you mentioned, like Athena, that's a good play. Aave, that's a good play. Chainlink, probably going to do well. Like they're being public because it's on the blockchain about what they've bought. And if you think that they're buying something and they're not going to pump it, of course they're going to pump it.
Yeah.
So those are the obvious large cap plays. But then when you look into the smaller cap plays, I mean, well, large cap plays, I should include Ondo Finance in there as well, because that is a stablecoin staking yield-bearing product. That's a good one as well. But then when you look at, yeah, the smaller cap, what are these like small cap DeFi plays on Ethereum that have connections to institutions? That's like a Sturdy Finance, right? So you got to look, read in between the lines and look a bit further down the list in terms of crypto market cap ranks to find some of the smaller cap plays that could benefit from what we expect to be an announcement by the Trump administration eventually that staking is legalized in America. And I think that's going to change the game dramatically, not just for staking protocols and staking altcoins around the world, but the fact that it's like, okay, Ethereum staking, DeFi, this is all game on. I think this is going to be the catalyst for alt season, because it's like, look, anything goes. You can launch a meme coin. You're the president. Anything goes. Regulations are clear. Basically, everyone's good to go. I think this is what we're really going to see altcoins. Institutional money, retail money that has been scared because the regulations have been unclear. When you start to see, all right, staking is legal in America. Everyone's going to be offering staking. All right, ETFs everywhere. Altcoins can see massive money flow into them. And again, like you said at the start of the episode, if you're selling right now, we have a pro-crypto president for the first time ever. If you don't think the next few years are going to be insane for crypto, man, you have not been paying attention.
Yeah, executive orders and policy shifts are in place. You know, the debanking issues, you know, there's a lot of banks who wouldn't work with anybody who is in the crypto sector. Well, that's going to switch. And the Bank of America came out and said that they're now awaiting the crypto regulatory green light. So now you're gonna get this traditional finance access to capital now that can flow into the DeFi sector that didn't exist otherwise prior to. You also have crypto-related accounting standards that I think will start to come into play. So if you're holding, you know, X amount of this token or that token, you can classify it as an asset or a liability. You know, look at what Circle and Tether are doing. They're printing billions of dollars per week. Mm-hmm. So they're just injecting a ton of liquidity into the altcoin and crypto market right now.
For sure. And I think what you're also going to see is larger industries that have been very hesitant to integrate crypto and blockchain technology because of the lack of regulatory clarity. They're going to start to warm up to crypto in relatively short order once a lot of these things that we just talked about happen, say, over the next few months. So I think you're going to see industries like gaming, you know, big gaming companies like EA Sports or, you know, Riot Games, whatever, Epic Games. They cannot really be too close to crypto in the past administration because, well, what if they just say it's illegal and then they're going to sue us? Well, now they can be like, okay, we know there's a massive demand for crypto gaming. We can start to integrate this because the regulations are clear and everyone's doing everything crypto. So things like gaming or things like DePIN, like decentralized infrastructure plays, all these big companies that have kind of been quietly forming partnerships, you know, like we see these partnerships being formed, but they're not talking about them. I think when the regulatory clarity for crypto becomes clear in America, you are going to start to see these partnerships actually be publicized and crypto and blockchain technology really come to the forefront of a lot of these products. And that is going to continue to set these different industry narratives on fire. And then when you think about the executive orders, so when Trump got inaugurated, there was a bit of a sell-off because people were complaining because he didn't announce the Bitcoin Strategic Trust on day one. And he didn't mention crypto in his speech on day one. Well, come on. You think he's going to mention these things on day one? He's got 4 years. I think he's going to announce the Bitcoin Trust eventually, and that is going to send the price. I think he's going to continue to announce different executive orders related to crypto and blockchain in America, which will continue to send the price. There are so many known and unknown catalysts for crypto in America and therefore the whole world that I think it would be absolutely foolish not to hold some crypto right now. I think you just need to have a long-term mindset with crypto, and I think there are very bright days ahead.
Yeah, the strategic Bitcoin reserve is really going to do a lot for a global perception, let's say. Because once the U.S. starts to lead, then, you know, I think a lot of the other countries are going to start to follow suit, and even individual states, and then companies, you know, and that it's just going to be like a snowball effect for Bitcoin, at least. You know, I can't speak to certain altcoins, but for Bitcoin, 100%. Mm-hmm. And there's also the encouragement of domestic Bitcoin and crypto mining. You know, I think that's going to bring a lot of the stuff back to America, to Texas, and all these other things from a power perspective. Mm. So there's definitely a lot, I think, from the Bitcoin side of things as well. I guess one last thing we could potentially talk about is the WLFI token as well. That, you know, there was like a pre-sale, I think, something was launching.
Yeah, so they are launching their own token. They did a massive pre-sale for it. They closed that. They reopened it again. It's an interesting play because it is like the official Trump family DeFi play. It's unclear about what the token actually does and when you're actually going to be able to get access to trade it, because in the fine print, in the white paper, it says it's a governance token and you may not be able to trade it for 12 plus months until the regulations are clear. Now, you can take what they say with a grain of salt because they could launch it and be like, all right, regulations are clear, you can trade it now. Or it could be years before you could trade it. So it's a bit of a risk, but...
It's interesting because they say it gives you a voice to gaining access to, it gives you a voice to the future of DeFi. Mm. So essentially you can,
it's governance. Yeah.
But you're not really going to have a say. It probably says that you're going to have a say, but it will provide access to third party DeFi apps, liquidity pools, transferring stable coins, et cetera. Who's to say that Trump doesn't say that everything has to go through this?
Yeah.
Right. Like, awesome. if you want access to your wallet, you got to go through Wi-Fi.
Nothing would surprise me.
Yeah.
But one final point I want to make is we have entered a new era for crypto, specifically in the United States of America. And President Trump, we know him. If you love him, you hate him, whatever. We know that he wants to make USA first everything. So I want to continue to hammer home the point that USA-based cryptos are probably going to outperform the rest of the markets. So that means large caps like XRP, Solana, Ondo Finance. These are huge, large cap USA-based cryptos that are probably going to outperform the market because Trump himself is going to add them to his portfolio. And then when we look at small caps, the small caps that we've really been keying on that are real companies, real docs teams solving real world problems with massive backers and partnerships. And there's only a few. And that would be AxesInDAO, AXGT, working with NVIDIA to solve massive problems with decentralized science and healthcare. And Sturdy Finance, who is backed by Y Combinator, who's working with Ondo Finance, backed by Yuma, backed by Barry Silbert, and they're doing AI DeFi. These are two USA-based, massive institution-backed companies based in America that I think are going to massively outperform the market.
Yeah, so that's the implications of Trump. And we just want to give a quick highlight of, like, you know, where everything's headed, where we see it headed, and why the next 4 years could be really interesting with a ton of hidden catalysts that, you know, nobody's really aware of just yet. So I think holding on to your precious little internet coins right now is the right move.
Yeah, for sure. If there's any other Trump-related catalysts or altcoins that we missed, let us know in the comments and we'll have a look.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.